Okay, so here's what I'd like you to ask yourself. What harm would it be to take Jesus seriously? What would be the horrible thing that would happen if you deep in your heart said, I'm going to give Jesus a chance. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. We enter in this week into the week that the church calls holy. It is Holy Week. It is the week where we summarize as a church the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We live in a time where I think many people aren't considering a relationship with Jesus. They're not thinking about Jesus. They're not living their lives through the lens of thinking about what it is that Jesus wants us to do. And I would suggest that one of the outcomes of that is that we're seeing a lot of not so pleasant things arise. Mental health is in a really bad place. It was growing. Mental health issues were growing exponentially. So not 1, 2, 3, 4, but 1, 2, 4, 16, 128, 256, etc. Exponentially. And then COVID hit, and it even got to be a bigger exponential growth. We've lost the ability to talk to each other in a civil and wonderful way, to actually listen to what people have to say. We live in a world where there is still poverty, there's war in places like Ukraine and in Syria and in countries in Africa. There are situations like Haiti, which is really a state of total anarchy. There is no government in Haiti. The country is being ruled by gangs. And quite honestly, I think even in our local community, we see the impact of not taking care of one another. So what is the harm to take Jesus at his word? What Jesus says in the gospel is that he is the Son of God. And quite rightly, the Jews think to themselves, well, this is just insane. We see it. We can talk to him. We can interact with him. How can he be the Son of God? C.S. Lewis said that really, when we look at Jesus, there are basically three options that we have to consider in terms of who he is. We can, on the one hand, say, well, he's a lunatic. When I did my pastoral year, there was a man who came to the rectory who claimed to be the Son of God. He was schizophrenic and disconnected from reality. So maybe Jesus is a lunatic. Except that people see him as one speaking with authority. He seems to be logical in his interactions with people. He doesn't appear to have the traits and the characteristics of someone who would be a lunatic. Maybe he's a liar. He says he's the Son of God, but he knows he isn't, and so he's lying. And yet, he performs miracles. He does amazing things. People come to believe in him through the works that he does. So it doesn't appear that he's a liar either. Not to mention that after his crucifixion, which we celebrate next week, he appeared to those whom he called. He appeared as one risen from the dead. And they found this so compelling, this experience and interaction, that they were willing to give their own lives for Jesus. It does not appear that he was a liar either. That only leaves one option, that Jesus is who he says he is. He is the Lord. And if he is the Lord, he can change your life. If Jesus is the Lord, he can do amazing things in your life. He can remind us that one, and probably most importantly in this world today, we are never alone. We say it over and over again because St. John Baptist de La Salle, when he founded the Christian Brothers, had a lot of his students were boys that were just running the streets rampant, doing nothing, causing trouble, and headed for nowhere. And the difficulty of their life, it became clear to him that if he could remind them of one thing, he wanted to remind them that they were never alone. They were always in God's presence. This week, Jesus puts out for you and for me an invitation. Will we believe, or will we even just be open to the possibility that Jesus is Lord? Will we just give that a chance? Or will we just not give it a chance? Think of the things that we put our trust in with far less evidence than Jesus. Jesus is actually one of the most documented figures in history, not just because of the Bible, but because of scholars, historians that were contemporaneous and living with him who were not believers, who acknowledged that he existed, that people made claims about him, that he made claims about himself, that he was put to death, and that he claimed to rise again. There are all kinds of things that we trust, like the latest rumor from a friend, without much evidence that that is even true or worthy of consideration. This is Holy Week. We will celebrate the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, which gives us profound and tremendous hope that we can live forever, even if the circumstances of our present life are not very pleasant. Give Jesus a chance. Think about whether he says that what he says, rather, is true. Give yourself the opportunity to discover that he is Lord.